And then finally, what do you think of this matchup today? I think fan base has traditionally undervalued Minnesota, especially since P.J. Fleck has been there. They've been a good program, not a great program. But what do you think of today's matchup?
Obviously, P.J. Fleck has been able to beat Wisconsin three times since 2018. So for people for a decade, 15 years, who said it wasn't really a rivalry because Minnesota hasn't won, well, the Gophers have won. And I think this, to me, feels like a toss-up. Minnesota's lost two games in a row, obviously took Penn State down to the wire, but also lost against a Rutgers team that Wisconsin beat. I think this comes down to pride very clearly for Wisconsin because of the things we laid out for what is at stake. And look, this is the last opportunity these guys have to play together unless they can win, and I think that's got to mean something.
Jesse Temple of The Athletic, if you don't see his work, do it. It's fantastic, and I appreciate being part of this all season long.
Thanks so much, Mike.
All right, we continue. It will be Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher taking over coming up next. It is Wisconsin and Minnesota kicked just after 11:05 this morning on Senior Day at Camp Randall Stadium. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or claas.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
At your local grocery store.
Badger Football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
This might be the coldest temperature for a kickoff here for a Wisconsin game at Camp Randall in some 64 years. It's 20 degrees right now. Mark Tauscher saying, So?
Nothing.
This is nothing. This is your kind of day.
Yeah,
isn't
but
it?
I'll say this. I've gotten soft. Back in the old days when I played, it was no sleeves, nothing else. And today it's a little over 20. I got ear flaps on. I got hand warmers. And I got the window shut. Till game time, it'll be open.
All right,
I'm not
going to
do this Oregon stuff. But, yeah, it definitely will be a factor, even though you have two teams that grow and play in it. I always look when it's cold, ball security, because the ball is hard as a rock. It's slippery. That's going to be one of the things that always is most affected when it comes to being a little bit chilly.
Final game of the regular season, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, the Badgers and the Gophers. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you're just checking us out here in our pregame coverage, a number of Badgers who would see the field normally are listed as questionable here today, including linebacker Jake Cheney, fellow linebacker Jaheim Thomas, defensive lineman Elijah Hills, and James Thompson, who played a few snaps last week. He is questionable today. Will Pauling and Tucker Ashcraft also listed as questionable as the Badgers and Gophers close out the regular season. Badgers trying to get bowl eligible. The Gophers are there. 12 Big Ten teams are bowl eligible going into this final weekend of the regular season. And this is one of those, I mean, Mark, you live this. They say you can throw out the records. And with Wisconsin, you want to get to bowl eligibility, but it really is about the axe, isn't it?
It is. That's always been something. And from the moment I walked in this locker room 30-some years ago, whatever it's been, I just always remember when we played Minnesota and, you know, the glory run when we went up there and they beat us the season that we ended up going to a Rose Bowl. And then, you know, Barry Alvarez from Rochester, Minnesota. It's just there's a lot of great history. It's the longest running rivalry. But that axe, you can always remember back in the old days, the old screens where you had to put a VHS tape in to run. But it was on a loop of different guys chopping down field goal posts and stuff. And you just. It's a big deal. Jim Huber, who coached at Minnesota, would get up and give a fire and brimstone speech. It means a lot. And, part of it, too, is Minnesota tries to build their program similarly to what we have. And a lot of guys get recruited. So there's just a lot of familiarity. You got a border battle. But that axe, there's something nice about taking that, chopping it down, and holding that over your opponent for another year.
The longest ongoing rivalry in major college football, the 134th meeting between Wisconsin and Minnesota. A bit more than an hour away from the opening kick. Coming up, our scouting report, as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. Our pregame show continues right after this. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ready, set, tailgate. Upgrade your tailgate this fall with cookout faves from Prairie Fresh Pork, like ribs, chops, and tenderloins. Juicy, tender, and delicious every time. Want to ensure a touchdown? Add bacon from Daly's Premium Meats. Daly's makes the bacon that bacon lovers dream about. Look for Prairie Fresh Pork and Daly's Premium Bacon at your local Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly, chop the pig.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Ouch!
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride for the Shamrock Supply.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made
and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pre-game coverage continues through Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Quick scouting report of the Gophers. P.J. Fleck, this is year 8 for him as the head man up in the Twin Cities, and they haven't broken through back in the old divisional Big Ten era. They never won the division to advance to a championship game, but he's beaten his rival, and that goes well into some longevity on the job. He's 3-5 against Wisconsin, 3-4 as the Gophers coach. He was the coach at Western Michigan when Wisconsin knocked off the Broncos in the Cotton Bowl. But they've won their last trip here. They've won 3 of the last 4, as a matter of, or 2 of the last 3, I should say, against Wisconsin. And it's a team that doesn't commit a ton of penalties, and they do well in the turnover margin. They're one of the least penalized teams in the Big Ten, and they're a plus 10 in turnover margin. There isn't much particularly flashy about this team, but you know, they are a bowl eligible group. They took Penn State to the wire last week, losing by 1, and they have a really good quarterback. Max Brosmer, the transfer from New Hampshire, has completed 2/3 of his throws for better than 2,400 yards, had a stretch of 206 straight pass attempts without an interception that ended last week in the game against the Nittany Lions. And defensively, they've been solid. They're in the upper third in the Big Ten in points allowed, top 15 nationally at 18.5 points per game. And with that, let us get to our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. So Tausch, I've done a thumbnail there of the Gophers. What's the path for Wisconsin to keep the axe here?
I believe what we saw last week against Nebraska, I thought offensively was, I liked the way we played on offense last week. I thought Braden Locke played a pretty good game. This is a team that is not going to, Minnesota, not going to make a ton of mistakes, and they're going to try and run the football like Nebraska and like Iowa did. And to me, this game, I think we're going to run the football. I think our offense will be efficient. I'm not sure, you know, if we're going to score 30, but I just wonder, after last week, we need to be better against the run. What we saw, I mean, Iowa, what they did was tough to watch. And then a Nebraska team that wasn't even a powerful running team really had their way with us. So depending on injuries and everything else, I think this game is going to come down to our front seven. And if we can limit and slow down that and force this thing into being, you know, a third and six plus game, I like it. But that's the question mark to me is, can we do that? Are we going to be able to hold up front? Because if you can't, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah, only Purdue struggles more against the run. The Gophers are 16th in rush offense. But Tosh, as you said last week, they weren't great either, but they were plenty good enough last week.
And that's the point. It's not as if it's an old school hammer with Maroney and that crew where it was that was the deal. But Wisconsin has shown too much inconsistency in that. We've been able to hold really good teams and bow up, and then when we've played on the road, it hasn't. So obviously we're at home. Hopefully we'll get some juice in this stadium and this defense will be able to feed on some energy, but that is the question mark, and that's been when Wisconsin has not been able to be competitive, it's because they've been dominated up front on the defensive line, and that'll be the question mark today.
We'll see if they can fix that here today and keep the axe in Madison. That is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Up next, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Going to be a little different environment for Atticus Bertrams from Australia. He's the punter. He'll be punting in one of the coldest days in Camp Randall history for a Badger football game. We'll hear from Atticus in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Well, you're listening to Badger football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Badger pregame show continues. Time now for our player profile, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Well, the kicking game could be interesting on a cold day like this, especially if you're from Sydney, Australia, like Atticus Bertrams is. He's putting together a really good season, averaging about 45.5 yards per punt. That is second best in the conference. His second year as a Badger, I asked him about his comfort level year one to year two.
It hasn't been different, but I think just doing it a second time makes it a lot easier. There's no surprises, like no first-year surprises like I had last year. It's been a pretty similar season in terms of weather, so, I think we've been pretty lucky in terms of, like, the weather that we have gotten. By now, I think I would have expected to play in a few more snow games, but, I'll take what I get, and I think, the success has come from just being more comfortable seeing a bit more.
I'm going to ask you about your routine here in a minute, but how many people have approached you about your run in the Penn State game? Does a day go by where someone doesn't bring it up?
I think someone new every day, like, asked me or text me about it. But, there was a lot of the same question. Like, was it a fake or did you guys plan it? Was that planned before? It's sort of one of those funny moments where mum was, like, freaking out when we got on the phone and after the game and things. But, yeah, a good laugh and a good moment for everyone to remember. So.
And you let everybody know that punters are tough guys. You took a pretty good shot there. You popped right back up.
Yeah, well, and a few other said, well, I'm in the football game, I'm going to take the hit. Like, it's been a while. I said also, it's probably been about 4.5 years since I took a hit back on an AFL field back home. So it was nice to be back in the action, I guess. It was a little sore afterwards, but it was fun.
For fans who watch games, more casually, it's like every week, it seems, or every other week, there's a punter from your part of the world. Mm-hmm. What is it about your part of the world that produces really good punters in football as we know it?
The easiest way I sort of explain it to people, I guess, is you guys, like Americans, throwing the ball. You play catch with your dad or mm-hmm. throw the football around, and we go to the park and we kick the ball around. Like, that's what we do, AFL and rugby. That's kind of, you're always kicking first and then you might throw a cricket ball or something like that. But, I think it's just, like, comes from growing up sort of putting boots to ball. Like, I've kicked balls ever since I was 3 years old and started with soccer and then played AFL and rugby as well. So I think just inherently, like, that's what we grow up doing, and then it translates pretty well, like, the rollout kicks, like kicking on the run and the different type of styles. So we're just adaptable in that way, and I think college coaches like the fact that we can move around in the pocket and sort of move the block spot, make it hard for the other team to block.
I was talking with Nathaniel Vakos recently about just picking his brain about his routine during the course of the week. What's it? I'll do the same with you. What is your? Is how much is too much, or what's the right workload for you as you get ready for each game?
Yeah, I think by the time you get to week one, in terms of strengthening your body, it's like all the work's done by then. It's just about maintaining like a pretty strong level that you built up over the course of the past 9 months from January. So it's important. Like, I'm getting work done in the training room with a few issues I had last year. So I'm just making sure that doesn't come up, and it hasn't come up this year, which is nice. Just looking after yourself. We don't have sort of the same toll that maybe another player has, but every rep we take is like a max squat rep, but just like everything for your legs. So you want to be 100% every single day, and like that's what coaches expect of you. So it's just really important now down, like getting your recovery in, eating good, all that good stuff too. So
you obviously have a very strong leg and you can hit rockets, but I think too, one of the things that's been really easy to notice with you, and I think a lot of the better punters, is your ability to hang the ball up in the air, let your gunners get down there. Imagine there's a lot of pride. The official stat is inside the 20. You're pretty good at getting it deeper than that. If it's Will Pauling, whoever, that's quite an art. I mean, you feel pretty good about where you are there.
Yeah, Will's done a lot of good things for me down inside the 5-yard line. We've sort of built up a pretty good connection on those sort of pooch punts, so I'm really thankful for his skill set. He's one of the most skillful guys on the team, and I'm really happy that he's on punt. I think we It's like I try to think that I know when it's going to bounce backwards, bounce forwards, but really it's just kind of like hitting hope. Not hitting hope, but, you know, it's an element of that. And sometimes they grab, sometimes they don't. But, you know, Will's rapid and he gets his, you know, back turn to the end zone. And he's sort of quick enough to stop those ones that go over. Like, he's so valuable to our punt team, and, you know, it makes me look good.
And that is punter Atticus Bertrams. He'll be tested today, as will all the specialists, even Keel Guy, right? Do you tell that, Tosh?
Great accent, too. That's, I think, probably my favorite of the – and what a great line. Hit it and hope. I mean, what else can you ask for, right? But that is such a big part of it. When you start, a lot of times, specialists, you know, field goal kickers, punters, you do get inside your own head, and you could just kind of hear that. He has had a great season, been a big weapon for this team this year.
And as you can tell, very proud of that run that he had against Penn State. The coach was saying, get out of bounds, because I need a hit. I'm a football player. Like back in the AFL days, you know, back home. That is Atticus Bertrams, and that is today's player profile. I'm not sure if you want to get hit on a day like today, though. But who knows? Maybe he does. When we continue with our pregame show, we'll get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. He's ready to roll in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information,
Visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Well, for people who want to be in touch with what's happening in Racine and Racine County, Kurt Volman has all kinds of stuff for you. Weekday afternoons from 2 until 6. From music and cultural events to theater events and what's happening downtown or anywhere in the county, Kurt talks to the people that hold these events and gets them organized for you to attend. And, of course, he features timeless hits and local news throughout the day, too. It's Homeward Bound with Kurt Volman, weekdays from 2 until 6 on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Our Badgers pregame show coverage continues. Wisconsin and Minnesota in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. The Badgers took it back in their win in Minneapolis last November, trying to keep it here in Madison. As we move on to our Badger notebook, it is Axe Day. It's also Senior Day as we welcome in Patrick Herb. And there's always the emotion of it. Talking with Luke Fickell this week, tell it, you know, it brings back memories for him and, you know, his son down at Cincinnati who's been injured, and it's a, you know, senior weekend down there. It's always special, isn't it?
It is, and Wisconsin's going to recognize on a list of guys this before the game, and this week on social media it was released that there would be 24 players going for the Senior Day celebration. That list is down to 23 because Ricardo Hallman has pulled his name off of that list. So he's a junior cornerback who had wanted to go through it just in case he was maybe going to declare early for the NFL draft, etc. Just because he's not going through it does not mean he's made his decision. But maybe is a little bit noteworthy that he's decided not to go through the Senior Day ceremonies. He spoke with media this week, said that he's up in the air on what he wants to do, but I'm sure this staff would love to have him back next year. He's been a great piece of the secondary. No other surprises, but there are some legacy Badgers that are going to be playing their final game in Camp Randall, and these are guys that have helped bridge a transition through three different head coaches. Guys like Jake Chaney, Jack Nelson, Riley Nowakowski, James Thompson, Hunter Wolder, Preston Zachman. Guys who had maybe not the career unfold as they had hoped, but I hope that they can go off in the right way today. There's also 15 players that are going to be getting their degrees this December. And I think this is notable too. We forget about the academic piece of this, maybe now more than ever because of the NIL era and the revenue sharing, but Jake Chaney, Nizir Forkurine, Cam Large, Max Lofi, Riley Malman, Duncan McKinley, Ches Malusi, Gavin Myers, Jack Nelson, Riley Nowakowski, Will Pauling, James Thompson, Tyler Van Dyke, CJ Williams, and Aaron Witt will all get their degree this December, and that's pretty great. The NCAA coincidentally released their graduation success rate just this week. Wisconsin recorded its highest ever at 94% across all of athletics, and in football specifically, a 91% graduation, which matches the program's highest ever, trails only Northwestern in the Big Ten. So academics still important here, as they always have been.
I want to go back to, we talk about the seniors too. I thought the social media team, they've done the mic'd up series throughout the course of the season. They had Hawken Anderson this week. He's a local guy, and he's rattling off the cliches. Here's how they describe guys like us. Well, I was talking with Luke about him this week, and go back to an interview I did with CJ Williams middle of the season, and without even asking about any other player, he mentioned a guy like Hawken Anderson. It's a guy, you know, we don't see him in the offense much, in the receivers, but the guys in the room have a lot of respect for it. Everybody's got a story, and I thought that was a really nice touch by the social media team and Hawken Anderson. He'll be a CEO somewhere. I'll add that cliche because it's probably true. He's a bright guy.
He had to be convinced to do it. He didn't want to do it, and because he's not an attention-seeking guy. And I think for guys who are role players like that, special teams players, sometimes they don't want that spotlight. But I'm glad he did it too, and you're right. Those players are really valuable in this program, and there's a ton of respect for the guys who the general fans in this stadium today don't even know their names, but they work really hard and are a big part of the team.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get to the history of this series. You mentioned Paul Bunyan's axe. For those who are newer to the area, and by newer, if you're, well, you could be around for a while and not know a whole lot about the old slab of bacon, right?
I'm surprised how few people. I had the slab of bacon in my possession yesterday and today, and I was walking around. And I'm surprised at how many people are unaware of what it is. So I thought, let's take a second to enlighten some people. So the slab of bacon trophy was the precursor to Paul Bunyan's axe, and that was the prize in the Wisconsin-Minnesota football series. Apparently, this piece of wood trophy was presented to the winning school by a sorority from the losing institution. It's about a 20-by-16-inch piece of black walnut painted to look like bacon on the sides. And on the, it's got the word bacon engraved on it and a W or an M, depending on which way you orient the slab of bacon. As the story goes, in 1943, the Gophers beat Wisconsin 25-13. The Minnesota head coach, George Hauser, refused to accept the trophy post-game. So Wisconsin kept it in its possession. 5 years later, it was replaced by Paul Bunyan's axe in 1948. With the trophy discontinued, it essentially went missing in the 1940s. It was later discovered in a storage room in the UW Athletic Department in 1994. So basically 50 years later, it was found. It's currently housed in the Camp Randall Hall of Champions. It's been well cared for. Some of the scores are painted on the back through that. And Barry Alvarez teased when it was discovered in 1994, he teased, "We took home the bacon and we kept it."
There you go. So now you know you can sound smart in front of your friends later tonight and throughout this weekend. Okay, what folks are wondering about now, too, is the Badgers trying to get to win number 6, which would extend the bowl streak to 23 consecutive years. What's it looking like if things go the right way here today?
We'll preface this by saying the team has been forbidden basically to talk about bowls this week. Luke Fickell hasn't mentioned it. Nobody's mentioning it, but we can as broadcasters talk about it. So there are 41 bowl games, which means 82 teams will go to bowls. However, it's actually 86 because there are 4 teams that will deserve a bowl game and not get to play in one. They will play in a CFP game at a home site and lose, and their season will be finished, and they will not play in a bowl game. So the actual number of teams that will be considered for a bowl expands to 86. That's important in a year where Wisconsin could still be eligible for a bowl game if they don't have a winning record. So let's get to a couple things. At 5-6, if Wisconsin wins this game, obviously, they automatically qualify for a bowl game. If they don't at 5-7, they could still get selected based on their APR score. So that's an academic progress rating. Wisconsin is behind Northwestern and Cincinnati in the pecking order of who gets selected with a losing record. Northwestern 4-7. Even if they beat Illinois today, they will likely not be considered. They would be ahead of them. If they beat Illinois, they'd be ahead of Wisconsin. I don't think they're going to beat Illinois. So if they finish 4, there you go. Throw them out. Okay. We'll take care of that. Now, Michigan State at 5-6, Cincinnati at 5-6, if they were to lose today and they play tonight against TCU, they would be ahead of Wisconsin in that pecking order. So all Wisconsin needs to do is win, then they take matters into their own hands. There are 7 bowl games that the Big Ten has partnerships with: the Citrus, ReliaQuest, Music City, Pinstripe, Duke's Mayo, Rate Bowl in Phoenix, and the Game Above Sports Bowl in Detroit. However, if there are more Big Ten teams that are eligible than those 7, so let's say Michigan State and Wisconsin both get bowl eligibility, then the pool bowls come into effect, where they'll slot all the Big Ten teams in these bowls, and then there is a Big Ten team or two remaining that could go to an unaffiliated bowl. That's where ones like Boca Raton Bowl on December 18th comes into play, or the Frisco Bowl in Texas on December 17th, First Responder Bowl in Dallas, the Birmingham Bowl, and the Gasparilla Bowl. So it's impossible to forecast right now, other than to say if Wisconsin wins, they probably play themselves into one of those Big Ten bowls because they're always an attractive pick. If Wisconsin loses and gets in with the APR score, they could go to one of these pool bowls, and then who knows? Got all that?
A lot, yeah. Well, Tausch is going to recite
TCU
that
TCU
going to
win? I mean, I love the fact you've become Johnny Prognosticator up here. What's that Colorado game looking like?
And with that, we'll say that is our notebook here for this week. Stay with us. Our pregame interview with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Roads, coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Chop the beef. Ready, set, tailgate. Upgrade your tailgate this fall with cookout faves from Prairie Fresh Pork, like ribs, chops, and tenderloins. Juicy, tender, and delicious every time. Want to ensure a touchdown? Add bacon from Daly's Premium Meats. Daly's makes the bacon that bacon lovers dream about. Look for Prairie Fresh Pork and Daly's Premium Bacon at your local Piggly Wiggly. Piggly Wiggly,
chop the pig. Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pre-game show continues. Time now with our visit with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. As we jump right into the Gophers, and we mentioned on your radio show, Max Brosmer, the quarterback transfer from New Hampshire, had good numbers there, and they appear to be even better at Minnesota. As you pop on the video of him, what jumps out?
His command, his control of the offense. He never looks like he's in a panic. You know, he does a good job with boots and nakeds and things like that. He doesn't put the ball at risk. I think he takes care of the football really well. And I think he plays within the system. He doesn't look like he's a first-year guy there in that system. He looks like he's been running for a long time.
I was watching the TV copy of their last game, and Gary Danielson, working a game for CBS, the former quarterback, said he can make, you know, ideally you can step into every throw as a quarterback. He says this guy doesn't have to. It could be flat-footed, different arm angles, and NFL
type throws. That was last week against Penn State. I'd imagine you've seen a fair amount of that this year.
And that's what I mean, that you've been, you see that. It's pretty obvious. And even as the weather changes, you know, sometimes you see the thing not come out as, you know, as well on some people. But that's been the impressive thing, is watching him through the entire season. You know, as you get to the end of the year, you got every game to see even how they've grown and he's grown with the command and the control of that offense.
His favorite target, and he's been the favorite target there for 3 years now, number 9, Daniel Jackson. You look at him, you're thinking, okay, good receiver, doesn't look physically imposing. All he does is catch a ton of passes. What is it? Is he quicker than we think, or just smarter, knows how to get open?
I think it's a combination. I think he is very shifty, but they also know that his strengths, and they use him. And there's been a connection there that, you know, you wouldn't expect. Maybe they've only been together for 1 year. But there's a unique connection. And that kind of shows you, if he's been the leading receiver for 2 or 3 years, you know, that tells you that there's some talent there that, you know, they recognize, and any quarterback that has come in there is recognized as well.
And we mentioned on your show as well, Wednesday night, their defense, tough to score on. They're one of the better ones in the conference. And they get a lot of interceptions, too. Is that, do they take chances, or do you see they have as many as anybody in the league?
It's a good mixture. I think that's what, you know, that they play enough of the zone stuff that they've got good eyes. And if you're not careful with the football, they do a really good job, you know, that they don't miss the opportunities that are there. And I think that's what I would say is as impressive about their defense as anything, is it might not be one thing or one person that you point out, but they're opportunistic. And when there's an opportunity, they've done a really good job at making the play.
With the changes on the offensive side, did you like the operation? It seemed like things were pretty smooth from a communication standpoint, all that. Braden seemed really decisive.
He was comfortable, and I think that slowing it down a little bit, meaning just the ability to communicate out of a huddle, was different for everybody. I think, but it did lend for a little bit better even communication and in control, and you know, so not sure we have to continue that, because obviously we're another week into it, but I think it was a really good little adjustment for them and their ability to kind of handle, you know, some of the things were going to be different.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. We'll take a break. We'll check out the lineups, look at the rest of the Big Ten schedule coming up this weekend. Stay with us. More to come. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at LIUNAWisconsin.org, LIUNAWisconsin.org.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, we'll have the playing of our national anthem here momentarily. This is one of two Big Ten games on the schedule today, as tonight Nebraska and Iowa will square off down at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Now for the playing of our national anthem. As I mentioned, the other Big Ten game tonight, Nebraska is at Iowa. Tomorrow, in the final day of the regular season of Big Ten football, Michigan and Ohio State. That's at 11 a.m. kick Central Time. Illinois and Northwestern, that'll be at Wrigley Field in Chicago. And Patrick Herb tells us Illinois will win that game, so now we know, right?
No big deal.
Yeah, got it. And then 2:30 games, you got Maryland at Penn State. Notre Dame will be playing USC out at the Coliseum. Rutgers at Michigan State, the Spartans with five wins, trying to get number six and thus become a bowl-eligible team. And UCLA's final game of the season will be out of conference against Fresno State. And then the Saturday night games, Purdue and Indiana, the battle for the old oak and bucket. Indiana's 10th this week in the college football playoff rankings, coming off that loss to Ohio State. This could be a no-mercy kind of game. If Indiana gets an early jump, the Ducks are home against Washington. Oregon has secured its spot in next week's Big Ten championship game. Ohio State would do the same if it defeats Michigan, something the Buckeyes have not done over the last three seasons. In the top 25, other top 25 games today, and matter of fact, kicking off in just a few minutes, Boise State, ranked number 11, will be home against Oregon State. You also had number 25, Colorado, at home against Oklahoma State. Later this afternoon, you got the Egg Bowl, Ole Miss at 14, taking on Mississippi State, and tonight, the 7th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs taking on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Last night, Tulane fell to Memphis 34-24, a damaging loss for 17th-ranked Tulane last evening. And that is your look at the schedule ahead later today and tonight. Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. For Minnesota, out is one of their safeties, Aiden Goosby, and a questionable Venable is an offensive lineman. Going through the warm-ups today, Tyler Cooper, the sixth-year senior out of St. Croix Falls, Minnesota, St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, I should say. And as for the Badgers, it's a long list of questionable players here today. Linebacker Jake Chaney, along with fellow linebacker Jaheim Thomas, defensive lineman James Thompson Jr. and Elijah Hills, tight end Tucker Ashcraft, and receiver Will Pauling, all listed as questionable here today. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Let's get to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Golden Gophers on defense up front, the ends are Jod Joyner, 6'5", 265-pound fifth-year senior. Danny Strigo, 6'5", 255-pounder. He is a fifth-year senior. Inside, Devin Eastern, a redshirt junior, 6'6", 310. And Jalen Logan Redding, 6'4", 290. He is a fifth-year senior. The linebackers are Cody Lindenberg, 6'3", 240, a fifth-year senior, and Maverick Baranowski, 6'2", 230. He is a redshirt sophomore. In the secondary, the corners are Justin Wally, 5'11", senior, and Ethan Robinson, a 6-foot senior. Their nickel is Jack Henderson, a 6'2", fifth-year senior, transfer from Southeastern Louisiana. And the safeties, Kerry Brown, he's a redshirt freshman out of Naples, Florida, and a very, very gifted freshman from Esco, Minnesota, not far outside of Duluth, Coy Parrish. He has 5 interceptions this season, also a key return man for the Gophers. This Minnesota defense has 16 picks going in to this final weekend of the season, tied with Iowa in that department, and one of the best in the country, BYU, with 18 interceptions. 4 other defenses in college football have 17. The Gophers just behind at 16. For the Wisconsin Badgers up front, left to right, they'll go with Jack Nelson, Joe Brunner, Jay Renfro, the center, Joe Huber, the right guard, Riley Malman, the right tackle, Riley Nowakowski, the tight end, if Ashcraft cannot go. Next up would be JT Seagreaves. The receivers, Bryson Green, a couple of touchdown catches last week at Nebraska, 4 grabs, 52 yards in all. Tretch Kekahuna, 5'10", redshirt freshman out of Honolulu, and Vinny Anthony had another long touchdown reception last week against the Huskers, a 6-foot junior out of Louisville, Kentucky. Vinny with 3 touchdown catches this year, 35 grabs, averaging 18 per. He had 7 for 137 in the score last week in Lincoln. The backfield combo, Tawee Walker with 828 rushing yards, 4.7 per and 10 touchdowns. Darion Dupree, 8 carries for 63 yards, including a season-long 32-yard run against the Huskers. He is the true freshman out of Chicago. And Braden Locke is your quarterback, the 6'1", 205-pound redshirt sophomore out of Rockwall, Texas. Locke last week, 20 out of 30 for 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 tough luck interception. It technically goes against him, but it was not on him, as Locke was really good last week for Wisconsin in that game against the Huskers. Now, this series is a true rivalry. It is razor's edge close. 63 wins for the Badgers all time, 62 for the Gophers. And back when there were ties in college football, they had 8 such endings. They have split the last 6 meetings. But if Minnesota wins today, that would be 3 out of 4 against the Badgers. That would be the best stretch for the Gophers since winning 4 straight from Wisconsin back in the mid-80s. The 134th all-time meeting between Wisconsin and Minnesota here today, and what will be one of the colder days for a Badger football game ever, and one of the coldest at Camp Randall in some 6 decades. Otherwise, it's almost sunsplash, would you say, Mark?
I would, and I've been getting a lot of grief from our fans sitting in front of me about the window being out, so she's cranked up already to roll here at Camp Randall.
Yeah, they were kind
of... A lot of looks like, what is the matter with you? Yeah, I had a question myself on that.
Well, Heller and I, we got the window.
Yeah,
we
you guys, both well, I mean, here. Mike's got that one. It looks like that's closed down there. That doesn't even open, so...
He's going to punch it open later, though, just because.
Yeah, just because he's tough. He's going to spit the glass out after he's done.
There you go. And well, by the way, those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups, as well as our witty repartee. Stay with us. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is up next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruits. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake.